Welcome once again to the UK's number one organ music programme, brought to you each month courtesy of MSS Studios, with yours truly, Alan Ashton, behind the microphone. A programme this month that combines both sadness and celebration. After I completed last month's programme, I was saddened to hear of the passing of not one, but two theatre organists. Dr. Arnold Loxham on March the 14th at the grand age of 93, and Arthur Lord, former organist on the ABC circuit, who died on February the 9th at the age of 89. And then I was reminded that it was 30 years ago this very month, when the first ever National Organ Festival, as it was then known, took place in this country. So, truly a programme of mixed emotions this month. One of the many artists to appear at the organ festivals, which in the early 80s were first staged at the Pontins Holiday Village in Prestatyn, was Tony Pegler, who at that time was connected with the Thomas range of instruments. So, with some 30-year-old sounds and organ gimmicks of the time, here's Tony at one of the lowest organs in the Thomas price range back then, the Thomas Playmate. Up and Away, played by Tony Pegler on the Thomas Playmate model 1330, complete with a feature of the time called Arpeggio Magic. Well, you didn't think he was doing all those fancy runs himself, did you? There was another organ that had much the same feature, and if there were a prize being awarded for an organist and organ who for more than 30 years have been linked together, it would be John Mann and the Dutch-built eminent Grand Theatre organ. John was always a huge favourite with festival audiences, which back in those days numbered up to a couple of thousand people at some events, and so not for nothing did he become known as the Clown Prince of the organ world. And here's John then with a delightful little number called the Canary Polka. Canary Polka, played by John Mann on one of his many early eminent Grand Theatre organs. Electronic theatre organs brings me to the name of Wyvern and the celebrated organist Arthur Lord, who died in February. Arthur was one of the ABC team of touring organists, and when I was in the RAF, I remember going to his base theatre, the Ritz Woking, to see him play in a theatre organ concert organised by the Theatre Organ Club. He left ABC in 1961 and joined the John Compton Organ Company, and then some 7 years later was appointed as advisor to Wyvern Organs, in addition to running his own retail music shop, which is still going strong today and presided over by his son Graham. So from a demonstration cassette that he made on a customised model of the Wyvern CT485 model, listen now as Arthur Lord plays the lovely Serenata from the Jewels of the Madonna.
Thank you.
with the rich-sounding Wyvern touring organ and the late Arthur Lord at the controls, that was the lovely Jewels of the Madonna, taken from an opera in three acts, which apparently was known in Germany as Der Schmuck der Madonna. Well, as for the Wyvern organ, it was in those days when organs were built with cabinets constructed with wood. Remember that stuff? Wood? I don't know about it being a touring organ, because I seem to recall it took the best part of six of us to get it up on the stage for one organ festival. To say that we were black and blue might be a slight overstatement, but it does serve to bring me neatly to the next item. One of the finest organs in the United States had most certainly to be the one that was owned and maintained by the Detroit Theatre Organ Society in the refurbished Senate Theatre. Sadly, declining audience numbers has meant that the society has temporarily disbanded and the organ is to go into storage. A favourite concert and recording organ by many named artists, Don Thompson has just released a new CD that comprises of recordings from several concerts he gave there. And that neat link? Well, the tune he plays now is called Black and Blue. Number called Black and Blue, and it's taken from Don Thompson's latest CD titled Farewell to the Senate, and the full details of it can be found on the MSS web pages. Well, so far I've mentioned the fact that this month is the 30th anniversary of the organ festival scene in this country, but made no mention of the person who came up with the idea of marketing the organ scene to an ever-widening audience. Step forward, Cled Griffin, for it was he who approached the then Pontins Leisure Holiday Group with an idea to stage a trial event and, if it took off, to run with it. So it was to Welsh Wales that we all travelled back in 1980, to a modest-sized holiday village. The word camp was being discouraged because by that time it was beginning to have a different meaning altogether. Ducky. Anyway, my one abiding memory of the place was a large area where dealers could showcase their latest organs, but who each failed to provide any of the festival goers with headphones. So you had all these amateur and semi-professional players all competing against one another. Well, very soon headphones were provided and relative peace was restored. Some dealers were lucky. They had individual rooms, and one of those was occupied by Rushworth's Music of Liverpool, who had their own staff organist Dave Nicholas on hand to demonstrate instruments such as the Yamaha E5 with an RA50 tone cabinet. And here's Dave with two old favourites, Auf Wiedersehen, My Dear, and Tell Me I'm Forgiven. My Dear, and Tell Me I'm Forgiven, two tunes played there by Dave Nicholas. Well, back in the 80s, there were a whole host of famous organ names. We've just heard one of the early Yamahas, and before that, the Eminent and Thomas organs. But I guess you had to be a bit of a maverick to break new ground with an instrument that not a lot of people had heard about. I seem to recall one such maverick, and a very young and shy one at that, was Cled Griffin's son, Ian, who I recall championed the sounds from a Sultan organ. And, as we all know, Ian has continued to push the boundaries when it comes to organs and keyboards over the years, tailoring each and every setup that he's had to achieve the very best sounds possible. But let's turn back the clock and enjoy a track from his very first cassette, when he had a marriage of the Technics C600 and PV10 piano. Sweet Georgia Brown and Alexander's Ragtime Band. Famous Dixieland tunes played there by Ian Griffin back in 1987, and clearly displaying a lot of talent, which, as we all know, he's continued to build upon ever since, and which now makes him one of the most sought after artists, not only on the organ circuit but in the world of cabaret too. Now, if there's a festival artist who's just about played and recorded every electronic organ going, it would have to be Howard Beaumont. But I thought for a change we'd have a listen to him playing on theatre pipe organ. This time the recording is over 35 years old, because it was in 1974 when he recorded the 3-manual 9-rank Compton organ that used to be in the Regal Sunderland. As this month's programme is a journey back into the past, what more appropriate tune than Sentimental Journey?
Thank you. For the best organ music on the internet, it has to be Organ First Radio.
Organ World circles, that signature tune, Come Back to Sorrento, was first heard back in the late 40s, and for over the following 60 years heralded hundreds of broadcasts, countless concerts, and a huge stockpile of recordings that formed the life of Arnold Loxham, all to give him his full title, Dr. Arnold Loxham. I believe he wisely gave up playing in public when he was 90 years of age, because he no doubt felt the time had come when he might not be able to give of his best, and one thing Arnold could never be accused of doing was giving a bad performance. His style of playing was not only revered in this country, but also on the continent and as far afield as the USA, where the Americans soon had their first lesson in how to fly the flag, as his famous Union Jack socks peddled their way into the hearts of the capacity-packed concert audiences he attracted.
Thank you.
little number called Vienna for I. And once again, in the programme today, it was the sound of the huge Detroit Theatre Organ Society Wurlitzer. The problem when putting together a tribute to such a great personality in the organ world ranks is making decisions on what to leave out. Arnold Loxham was called upon to record organs the length and breadth of the country, so believe me, choosing just a small but representative selection has been no easy task. Turning back the clock to some of his early days, it would be unthinkable not to include something from the time when he was resident organist at the New Victoria Theatre in Bradford. Lovely little number called Loen de Bal, taken from a broadcast he made from the Wurlitzer that used to be in the New Victoria Bradford and now beautifully installed in the New Victoria Centre Howdenley Weir in County Durham. 1983 was quite a momentous year for Arnold because he joined the team of organists at the Blackpool Tower Wurlitzer and quickly began to dazzle the crowds with what fellow organist Robin Richmond christened as the Loxham Bounce on account of the infectious rhythm which in turn had the console visibly rocking. They were good years for both Arnold and his wife Audrey, who took on the lease of a gift shop on one of the piers, which gave them plenty of off-duty times together and also an outlet for his recordings. But nearer home at Ossett Town Hall, where he was a frequent concert artist, here's some of that console rocking rhythm with Stumbling and Crazy Words, Crazy Tune. Stumbling and Crazy Words, Crazy Tune, and the sound of the famous Ossett Town Hall Compton Christie organ. Like yours truly, back in those days when local BBC radio stations were adventurous enough to understand that people enjoyed organ music, Arnold, together with personalities Frank Hare and Barry Davenport, had their own programme on BBC Radio Leeds. Because, let's be honest, Leeds played a very big part in the life of Arnold Loxham, because that was where he met his wife-to-be, Audrey, who was an usherette at the Paramount Odeon Cinema, and where he broadcast and recorded The Lovely Wurlitzer. The American record company Concert Recording were perhaps the first people to give Arnold a break when it came to making LP records, and a couple of years ago those groundbreaking tracks became available once more on the Pipe Organ Presentations label. Meanwhile, I'm going to bring this little but I hope affectionate tribute to Arnold Loxham to a close with an extract from a broadcast from the famous Odeon Leeds.
My programme, and I'm just about sat on the organ stool. It has been a great pleasure playing to you tonight, and I hope my programme has made a right start to your Saturday evening on the light. Bye for now.
Memories of the late Arnold Loxham, who died in March, aged 93. Returning to our other theme in this month's programme, that of the 30th anniversary of organ festivals in this country, time now to feature another artist who was always a great favourite, Mike Hall, who at that time was the demonstrator for Elka Organs. Now, when it came to touring organs, not to mention ones that were truly portable, you'd have had to have gone a long way to beat the Elka X30. Literally an organ in a suitcase, albeit a rather long one. If you add to the fact that Mike was also heavily involved with the development of sounds and facilities that went into the Elka range, then it's understandable why it remained such a popular instrument for a good many years. Well, reminding us not only of the sounds of the X30, but his unique style of playing, here is Mike taking us on a musical trip down Green Dolphin Street. X30 Elka instrument with On Green Dolphin Street. I guess it'd be fair to say that the Grosvenor LP contrasts in style would be something of a rarity these days, but hopeful that Pontins might sell copies via their souvenir shops and thus promote their involvement and support in the burgeoning organ festival scene, Grosvenor produced a compilation recording featuring 8 of their artists who also just happened to be under contract to them, one of whom was the popular Midlands organist Brian Hazelby, who at that time was playing the Versi Orion instrument. Thank you.
Brian Hazelby at the Versi Orion organ and Once in a While. And once in a while, someone does come up with an idea. In this case, it was that of organ festivals. Friendships were both made and broken at the festivals, and consider that Cled Griffin produced no fewer than 28 for the Pontins group, and nearly as many again for various other companies and holiday groups. One can confidently say that a record of over 50 festivals spanning 30 years or more is certainly something that will take a lot of beating. Talking of friendships, two artists hit it off almost from the start and went on to adopt the perfect name of Key Clicks. Together, Ian Griffin and Richard Bauer are in constant demand not only as individual solo artists but also in their duo role. The year was 1987 when they made their first recording together, and it included this track, Brother Louie. Griffin and Richard Bauer, all better known as Key Clicks. The tune was Brother Louie, and the keyboards they were using were Ian Griffin on the Technics C600, EX70 and PV10 piano, and Richard playing the Versi Alpha, Roland HP5500 piano, and the Casio CZ1. And so, there we are. A very brief reminder of just a few of the artists who entertained us back in those pioneering organ festival days. Nowadays, the festival scene has fragmented and continues to do so. Bar one, the large week-long organ festivals have disappeared off the organ scene map, aided no doubt by ever-increasing costs, and like it or not, it's sad to say, a noticeable dwindling fan base. The festivals have got smaller and are now more intimate in their production, with some, like those produced by Cled Griffin, the man who started it all, have diversified and experimented with new production concepts. They still represent good value for money, and long may that situation continue. And long may you continue to listen each month to Organ First Radio, the first organ music programme of its kind, and still the brightest and best. Join me again next month, won't you? From yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now.
Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.